Hachette Audio presents Own the Wind, written by Kristen Ashley, read by Angela Starling. Prologue. You don't know me. His cell rang, and Parker, shy, Cage, opened his eyes. He was on his back, in his bed, in his room at the Chaos Motorcycle Club's compound. The lights were still on, and he was buried under a small pile of women. One was tucked up against his side, her leg thrown over his thighs, her arm over his ribs. The other was upside down, tucked to his other side, her knee in his stomach, her arm over his calves. Both were naked. Shit, he muttered, as he lifted and twisted himself out from under his fence of limbs. He reached out to his phone. He checked the display and touched his thumb to the screen to take the call. Yo, brother, he muttered to Hop, one of his brethren in the Chaos MC. Where are you? Hop asked. Compound, Shy answered. You busy? Shy lifted up to an elbow and looked at the two women passed out in his bed. Not anymore, he replied. Knowing Shy and his reputation, there was humor in Hop's tone when he stated, Tabby, call out. At this news, fire hit his gut, as it always did when he got that particular call out. He didn't know why. It made no